Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Last week, we walked through the entire financial due diligence process. We talked about rent rolls, operating statements, historical performance, and how to stress test pro formas. This week, we're going deeper. We're talking about the red flags that should make you pause, renegotiate, or walk away from a deal entirely. Today's episode is all about financial red flags. These are the warning signs that tell you something is wrong with the numbers. They're the signals that the deal isn't what the seller says it is. Some red flags are minor. You can negotiate around them or adjust your underwriting. But some red flags are deal killers. They're so serious that you should walk away, no matter how good the deal looks on paper. Over my career, I've seen deals that looked amazing on the surface. Great location, strong rent growth, solid occupancy. But when we dug into the numbers, we found red flags. Big ones. The kind that would have cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars if we'd ignored them. So today, I'm going to share the most common financial red flags I've seen. I'll tell you what they mean, why they matter, and what you should do when you find them. Let's dive in. Red flag one, the numbers don't match. This is the biggest red flag of all. If the rent roll doesn't match the operating statement, something is wrong. If the operating statement doesn't match the tax return, something is wrong. If the bank statements don't match the rent roll, something is wrong. Here's an example. You're looking at a 30-unit property. The rent roll shows $450,000 in annual rental income. But when you look at the operating statement, it shows $480,000 in rental income. That's a $30,000 difference. Where did that extra $30,000 come from? Maybe the seller included laundry income or parking fees in the rental income line. That's not necessarily a problem, but you need to know. Or maybe the seller is inflating the numbers. That's a big problem. Here's what you do. Compare the rent roll to the operating statement, line by line, unit by unit. Compare the operating statement to the tax return. The numbers should generally align directionally, but they won't match exactly due to differences in tax accounting, depreciation, and timing. Compare the bank statements to the rent roll. The deposit should generally align with rent collections, allowing for timing differences, other income sources, and partial payments. If the numbers don't match, ask the seller to explain the discrepancy. If they can't give you a clear, reasonable explanation, that's a major red flag. You should seriously consider walking away. Red flag two, high vacancy or declining occupancy. Vacancy is normal. Every property has some vacancy. But if vacancy is significantly higher than the market average, that's a red flag. And if occupancy has been declining over the past few years, that's an even bigger red flag. Here's an example. You're looking at a property with 75% occupancy. Compare to submarket averages, which are often in the low 90% range for stabilized multifamily. Why is this property so far below market? Maybe it's the location. Maybe it's the condition. Maybe it's the management. Whatever the reason, you need to find out. Because if you can't fix the problem, you're buying a property that will continue to underperform. Here's what you do. Look at the historical occupancy. Has it been declining? If so, why? Compare the property's occupancy to the submarket average. If it's significantly lower, Investigate. Talk to current tenants. Ask them why they're staying or why they're leaving. Drive the property and the surrounding area. Is the location desirable? Is the property well maintained? If you can identify the problem and fix it, the property might be a good opportunity. But if you can't figure out why occupancy is low or if the problem is unfixable, walk away. Red flag 3. Rent roll doesn't match leases. The rent roll is a summary. The leases are the actual contracts. If the rent roll says a tenant is paying $1,500 per month, but the lease says $1,200 per month, that's a problem. Here's an example. You're reviewing a 20-unit property. The rent roll shows total monthly income of $30,000. But when you review the actual leases, you find that three tenants are paying $200 less per month than what's shown on the rent roll. That's $600 per month, or $7,200 per year. That's a significant difference. Maybe it's a mistake. Maybe the seller updated the rent roll but forgot to update the leases. Or maybe the seller is intentionally inflating the rent roll to make the property look more valuable. Here's what you do. Review every lease. Compare it to the rent roll. Make sure the rent, lease term, and move-in date match. If you find discrepancies, ask the seller to explain them. If the seller can't provide a reasonable explanation, adjust your underwriting to reflect the actual lease amounts. And if the discrepancies are significant, consider walking away. Red flag 4. Excessive concessions. Concessions are incentives that landlords offer to attract tenants. Things like 1 month free rent, reduced security deposits, or waived application fees. Concessions are common in soft markets. But if a property has excessive concessions, that's a red flag. Here's why. Concessions reduce your effective rent. If you're offering 1 month free on a 12-month lease, your effective rent is only 11/12 of the stated rent. Concessions also indicate weak demand. If you have to offer concessions to fill units, the market may not support the rents you're charging. Here's an example. You're looking at a property where 40% of the tenants received 1 month free rent. That means your effective occupancy is lower than your physical occupancy, and your actual income is lower than what the rent roll shows. Here's what you do. Ask the seller for a list of all concessions. Include them in your underwriting. Calculate the effective rent for each unit. This is the actual rent you're collecting after accounting for concessions. Compare the property's concession rate to the market average. If it's significantly higher, investigate why. If the property requires excessive concessions to maintain occupancy, that's a sign of weak demand or poor property condition. Adjust your underwriting accordingly. Red flag 5. Unrealistic rent growth projections. Sellers love to show aggressive rent growth in their pro formas. They'll say, rents are growing at 5% per year in this market, so we're projecting 5% annual growth. But here's the problem. Just because the market is growing at 5% doesn't mean your property will grow at 5%. Here's an example. You're looking at a property where the seller is projecting 6% annual rent growth. But when you look at the historical performance, rents have only grown at 2% per year for the past 3 years. Why would rents suddenly start growing at 6%? Maybe the seller is planning to renovate units. Maybe they're planning to improve management. Maybe they're just being optimistic. Here's what you do. Look at the historical rent growth for the property. What has it actually been over the past 3 years? Compare the property's rent growth to the submarket average. Is the property keeping up with the market? Ask the seller to justify their rent growth projections. What specific actions will they take to achieve that growth? If the projections are based on hope rather than data, adjust your underwriting to reflect more conservative assumptions. And if the seller can't justify their projections, that's a red flag. Red flag 6. Expenses are too low. Some sellers underreport expenses to make the property look more profitable. They'll leave out property management. They'll underestimate repairs and maintenance. They'll ignore capital expenditures. Here's an example. You're looking at a 25-unit property. The operating statement shows $75,000 in annual operating expenses. That's $3,000 per unit per year. For a multifamily property, that's very low. The market average for similar properties is $4,500 to $5,000 per unit per year. So where's the difference? Maybe the seller is self-managing and not including a management fee. Maybe they're deferring maintenance. Maybe they're just not reporting all the expenses. Here's what you do. Calculate the operating expense ratio. Divide operating expenses by effective gross income. For multifamily, this typically falls in the 35% to 55% range, depending on the asset and market. Compare the property's expenses to market benchmarks. If they're significantly lower, investigate. Look at each expense category. Are repairs and maintenance reasonable? Is property management included? Are utilities, insurance, and property taxes accurate? If expenses are too low, adjust your underwriting to reflect realistic expenses. And if the seller can't explain why expenses are so low, that's a red flag. Red flag 7. No capital expenditures. Capital expenditures are major expenses like roof replacement, HVAC replacement, and parking lot resurfacing. These expenses aren't included in the operating statement, but they're real costs that you'll have to pay. If the seller hasn't spent any money on capital expenditures in the past few years, that's a red flag. Here's why. It means they're deferring maintenance. They're not replacing things that need to be replaced. And when you buy the property, you'll have to pay for all those deferred items. Here's an example. You're looking at a 20-year-old property. The seller hasn't replaced the roof, the HVAC systems, or the parking lot in the past 5 years. The roof is 20 years old. The HVAC systems are 15 years old. The parking lot is cracked and deteriorating. You'll need to replace all of these items within the next few years. That could cost $200,000 or more. Here's what you do. Ask the seller for a list of all capital expenditures over the past 3 to 5 years. Inspect the property. Identify any deferred maintenance items. Get estimates for replacing major systems. Include these costs in your underwriting. If the seller has deferred significant maintenance, negotiate a lower purchase price or walk away. Red flag 8. High tenant turnover. Tenant turnover is expensive. Every time a tenant moves out, you lose rent, you pay for make-ready costs, and you pay for marketing and leasing. If a property has high turnover, that's a red flag. Here's an example. You're looking at a 30-unit property. Over the past year, 15 tenants moved out. That's a 50% turnover rate. Many markets see turnover in the 30% to 40% range, though this varies by property type and tenant base. So this property is significantly higher. Why are tenants leaving? Maybe it's the property condition. Maybe it's the management. Maybe it's the location. Whatever the reason, high turnover is expensive and indicates a problem. Here's what you do. Calculate the turnover rate. Divide the number of move-outs by the total number of units. Compare the property's turnover rate to the market average. Talk to current tenants. Ask them about their experience living at the property. Review the move-out reasons. Are tenants leaving because of rent increases, property condition, management issues? If turnover is high and you can't identify the cause, that's a red flag. Red flag 9. Seller won't provide documentation. If the seller won't provide the documents you need for due diligence, that's a huge red flag. You should have access to rent rolls, operating statements and T-12s, tax returns, bank statements, leases, property condition reports, environmental reports, title reports, survey, zoning information. If the seller refuses to provide any of these documents, ask yourself, what are they hiding? Here's what you do. Make a list of all the documents you need. Request them in writing. If the seller won't provide a document, ask why. Is it because they don't have it or because they don't want you to see it? If the seller won't provide critical documents like tax returns or bank statements, walk away. You can't do proper due diligence without them. Red flag 10. The deal feels too good to be true. If a deal looks too good to be true, it probably is. If the cap rate is significantly higher than market, ask yourself why. If the seller is offering seller financing with great terms, ask yourself why. If the property is priced well below market, ask yourself why. There's usually a reason, and that reason is often a red flag. Here's what you do. Trust your instincts. If something feels off, investigate. Compare the deal to market comps. If it's significantly better, find out why. Ask the seller why they're selling. Are they motivated? Are they distressed? Are they hiding something? Do extra due diligence. Dig deeper. Verify everything. If you can't figure out why the deal is so good, walk away. It's better to miss a good deal than to buy a bad one. When should you walk away? Not every red flag means you should walk away. Some red flags are minor. You can negotiate around them or adjust your underwriting. But some red flags are deal killers. Here are the red flags that should make you seriously consider walking away. 1. The numbers don't match and the seller can't explain why. 2. The seller won't provide critical documents like tax returns or bank statements. 3. You find evidence of fraud or misrepresentation. 4. The property has major structural or environmental issues that are too expensive to fix. 5. the deal doesn't work under conservative assumptions. If you find any of these red flags, walk away. Don't try to make the deal work. Don't convince yourself it'll be fine. There are plenty of good deals out there. Don't waste your time and money on a bad one. Final thoughts. Financial due diligence is all about finding red flags. Your job is to verify everything the seller told you, to uncover problems, and to make sure the deal is what it appears to be. Some red flags are minor. You can work around them. But some red flags are major. They're deal killers. And when you find them, you need to have the discipline to walk away. Remember, it's better to miss a good deal than to buy a bad one. Tomorrow, we're talking about property condition assessments. We'll cover what to look for, how to read a PCA report, and how to identify deferred maintenance. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.